Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I'm Joe Connolly, and I've been covering business news in New York City for the last 20 years, and recently started hosting videos that we are now releasing in this podcast form, because these videos have been so great as an opportunity for business owners to come in and share their stories about how they grew their business, that we want to distribute it to a wider audience so that people like you can hear this whenever you want as a podcast. So we'll start doing a podcast version of each of these great videos every week. And with me to introduce this one, to set it up for you briefly, is my right-hand man, the producer, Neil Caruso.
Joe, how you doing?
It's fine.
So we have The Wonder, which is a play space in Manhattan. That's our Small Business Spotlight guest this week. And these two women, they're working moms, kind of how you start with the video with them, because we're talking off air with them about just coming from corporate life to this startup world. And we see this with startups in New York and a lot of businesses we speak with. It's totally different from corporate. And one of the women, Noria Morales, is from Target. And she has this background with a big budget. She comes into startup world. It's a different scenario. What did you like about them?
I like the fact that the story is about moms starting a business to serve kids, because they were filling a need that they saw as moms. But I think you'll really enjoy hearing this. It's about a 10 or 12 minute segment. If you have ever thought or are thinking of leaving a job at a big company and starting business for yourself, it may be great. You may absolutely love it, like these two women do. But listen to what they say toward the end of this about that.
And it's a play space designed for kids, but at the same time for adults, and has an adult aspect to it. She tells a great story about how parents and their kids bonding together. I think you'll enjoy it. And it really, for people like us, you and me, different generations, and as a millennial, sadly, you see different trends happening in New York City, and they fit the bill with this company that you'll hear now in the WCBS Small Business Spotlight with Joe Connolly.
Well, I just discovered that both of you are working moms, all right. You are moms who have started a business, The Wonder, serving other moms and families. And it's a very new business. How is it going 3-4 months in?
It's going great. It's like a fresh-baked cookie out of the oven. It's delicious.
Nice and warm and gooey still.
And there are kids playing and running around down there right now as we speak?
Oh, yes. Yep. We sold out of our founding memberships 2 months before we even opened our doors, so there are quite a few people in the space already.
It's about 8,000 square feet. It's in Tribeca on the corner of Hudson and Vestry, and we've got a giant play space. We have classrooms where we do programming all day. We have a cafe where we have food for adults and for children. We also have beverages for adults and for children.
Don't have to go to Disney World. Just go to 174 Hudson.
That's
Come
right.
To Wonder. That's it.
Wow. We bring the magic. And that was really part of the impetus for starting this, because as really super busy working mothers who don't have all the time in the world to take vacations or to plan extravagant, like, you know, days or experience with our kids, we wanted something where we could create magic with our kids, memories with our kids every day. And that was really the genesis of The Wonder. Mm-hmm.
You said something, though, that caught my attention as a business owner. Mm-hmm. We sold out of our founding memberships.
Right.
How did you sell memberships to a club that hasn't opened yet?
It was a fun experiment. We sent an email to friends and family that ended up getting forwarded. You know, it was just supposed to be an invitation to our close friends and family, and it got forwarded, And from those people, it got forwarded and forwarded and forwarded until there were people showing up, knocking on our door at the Wonder while it was a construction site, asking if they could take a tour.
I think it's the only time Sarah and I have gone viral. Yeah. But what
That's
it demonstrates
amazing.
Is such a need for this. And when we sent it to our small group of friends, many of whom are working mothers, like it clearly resonated because we started getting emails like, who, do you know this person?
Wow. Yeah. So this had to be hugely encouraging.
We thought so, though we had to show them through steel beams and concrete floors, and it was a total construction zone. So Noria and I, both coming from a fashion background, were like, how can we zhuzh this up? How can we make this
a little
nicer?
Site. A construction site.
You
have
to really
site.
Use your imagination while looking at the space, yeah.
But you didn't even have a beautiful website like you have today. I look at it, I see these happy, smiling kids, and everything is wonderful. And these early members just bought in on the general idea of a place I can come with my kid. They didn't even have a picture to look at that point.
It's shocking that that could do it. But I think having a place where you can meet another friend after work, before your spouse gets home, have a place where the kids are engaged, and you can have a grown-up conversation and a grown-up beverage, it's shocking that it didn't exist, really.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how badly people wanted it.
And that's how simple. It almost defies logic or convention that, you know, you need a big, beautiful website. No, it's a place you can come, bring your kids, let them play. You sit over there and talk with other moms.
That's right.
Like,
that's it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, we find the best things are always the simplest, right? And we had just identified, wait a second, what exists today is that there are experiences designed for parents and things designed for kids. And when Sarah and I, with our youngest kids, were like going to these different clubs or play centers, we were like, this is not for us. And then we try to take our kids to a restaurant, which we really enjoy and continue to do so. Instead, the impact was that we felt really stressed and anxious about where our kids going to behave and how are they engaging and were we able to finish a conversation with our friends and our husbands? And
no.
The answer is usually no. Right? And so we were like, why can't we marry these two? And we did.
Isn't that great? What has been the biggest pleasant surprise in the few months that you've opened?
The grown-up space?
No.
I think, no, well.
Well, in a different way.
In a different way than you're thinking. In our footprint, we plotted off some square footage for grown-ups to have a space to themselves where they could work, do some emails, some conference calls while kids are in classes. It really does not get used as much as we thought. We thought it would be so full. We were like, it's definitely not big enough. It's going to be bursting at the seams. So the fun part about that is that parents are coming to spend time as a family and spend time with their kids. And so we see the whole family interacting and coming in and all playing together, and it's really wonderful.
That's great.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what else? Give us another surprise in the early going here.
Oh, so many.
You know, I do think the most positive surprise is when you see parents playing with their kids, because you go to playgrounds today and oftentimes you'll say, oh, everyone's disengaged. They're on their phones. And what happens at the Wonder, in part because we discourage the use of phones in this space, is like I walked in the other morning and there was a mother playing hide and go seek with her son. And she was like hiding under a cafe table.
This is 10 o'clock in the morning or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were like, you're the dopest mom. Like, you're just playing with your kids. And truly, that's all these kids want, is they just want to play with you. And we knew that. And we knew that if we could create a space, like, maybe it would happen. But you also don't know. You're always like, well, maybe these parents are just going to go into the grown-ups lounge and be like, see you later, kids, or not want to play. And actually, the opposite has proven true. And I do believe, because we had this hypothesis that, like, when every parent, so many parents are working now, and you have this, like, limited amount of time with your children, yet, and at the same time, spending time with your children is so important,
right,
that they're making the most of it. And that's, our space gives them permission to do that. So
well,
I love seeing
going
them play.
Going to the Wonder is mentally different from going to another room of where you live and working.
Yep.
You're making
that's
a
right.
conscious effort to go with the child to someplace different as opposed to just going off to work.
That's right. In your head,
maybe
you're thinking,
maybe it's part of it. I'm just thinking about it.
This is family recreation. This
right.
is our time
right.
versus, like, you know, Sonny, go watch a a YouTube show while I finish some work.
How do you gently, I assume, discourage the use of phones? How do you get that message across? How do you do that?
Oh, many ways. Well, there's some signage, and then we remind all of our floor staff to kind of gently discourage phone use. And we're not going to police anyone if they're, like, looking at a text quick to, like, text a nanny or their spouse or something like that. That's fine.
What's the sign say, though, for instance?
It's actually a graphic because we have a lot of caregivers in our space as well.
Right.
And so we wanted it to be universally understood no matter what someone's first language was. So it's just a picture of a phone with a line through it.
Oh, okay.
It's like a no smoking, but no phones.
Right. And then it's, we happily look the other way. Because it's difficult to be in that middle ground between ban and all-out use. So,
of
but
course.
That does it. And your environment leads to it anyway.
It does. And, you know, when we first opened and we didn't have all of our signage up yet, we had a mom in our cafe sit down with her laptop, and her daughter had an iPad, and they had it all laid out. And her two other kids were playing in the play space quietly and happily, and it was wonderful. And I remember walking by being like, oh, I don't want to tell her that she's having such a good time. I don't want to say anything. What am I going to do? And so I just let her be. It was our first week of operations. Yeah. And she came up to me afterwards and she was like, Sarah, I just got all of my emails done and my daughter got all of her homework done. And I had a drink and she had her dinner and my other two kids have played and they're fed. And this is just wonderful. Thank you so much. And so that led us to think through, are there certain times that we have homework hours or something where it is okay to use screens? And I think it just takes understanding what our members' needs are and facilitating that in a way that is, you know, true hospitality.
I love how entrepreneurs think. So now we'll introduce family homework hours, 7 to 8 p.m.
You got it. That's it.
That's a new product idea.
Hey, we'll, product launch.
We have this. That's very cool. What has been, from a business point of view, so far the biggest surprise, challenge, or unexpected wrinkle?
Well, so I came from a corporate background before this. I worked for a company called Target, where I had no shortage of resources. Big team, big budgets, everyone had clear roles. And then I jumped into startup land, which was shocking, to say the least. What a wake-up call. So I would say business surprise for me was like, oh my God, we laid out this vision and this strategy. So who's going to do that? Oh, it's me. And who's going to do that? Oh, me again. And then by the end, you're like, oh my God, how does anybody launch a business? It's so hard. And I think you would agree. Operationally, we just signed up for a business that is you're running 7 days a week and you're serving members. And then you're having to like communicate with members. So I'm the head of marketing and I'm like, oh, right, I need to put in all these processes for like how I do this, and then I need to execute it. And so I think the biggest surprise for me personally has been making that leap from corporate job to startup land and really dealing with having to execute a lot scrappily.
Very amusing how you describe it. I mean, you knew all these things, but you don't know until you open day one.
That's right.
And there's no tech department to call. Get the tech department up here, you know?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, I even washed dishes one day when we were really busy.
Nora, call your assistant. Oh, you are your assistant. Okay.
What was the biggest surprise to you?
Operationally, from a business standpoint? I think we both come from a fashion and editorial background, and we were very ambitious. I also came from a corporate background once upon a time at Estee Lauder and MAC Cosmetics, so also had resources and budgets and used to work in our fashion relations department. So I would go to 250 fashion shows a season and see all this amazing set design and these beautiful worlds come to life. And I knew the cost of building those. But I don't know if I ever really processed the cost of building those because we were like, oh, we're going to create all these worlds and we're going to flip over the classrooms and the play space every 3 months. And now that we're up and running, we see how much these worlds resonate with the kids, but we're like, that can last for at least a year. We're not going to change that over in another 3 months. Not going to do that.
This is priceless, and you both are sitting here beaming, And it's a wonderful story. And some investors are interested, right? And I mean, where do you go with the wonder? What do you do from here? There's all kinds of opportunities, I guess.
Yeah.
What are you thinking of? I know it's early to ask that, but.
It is, but I think that we are, if you ask anyone to name a brand that is Parenthood, they'd be hard-pressed to do that. There's no one that can instantly name a brand that says it all in Parenthood, especially that is speaking to millennial parents the way that they would like to be spoken to. And that is what the Wonder is. The Wonder is Parenthood branded in a really cool way. We're a platform.
It's just a wonder.
Yeah, and so if you imagine, what does the wonder mean to families? As we talked about these shared experiences, these shared moments, Sarah mentioned with set design, how we bring magic alive in our space. We also do that through our programming, through the classes, through the workshops that we host.
Right, all these things, yeah.
Yeah, and we believe that that is content that we can take beyond the four walls of our club, right? And our dream would be that the Wonder is a destination for all families who want that make that quality time count and who want a little bit more magic into their everyday life.
There's this wonderful quote from Willy Wonka, you never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory.
Right.
And to us that's so important because at the end of raising your kids, when you're sending them off to college and you look back, all that you have there is this collection of memories of the time you spent together as a family, and that is what we want to be the stage for.
Wonderful.
There you go.
Thank you, sir. So great to know you.
Okay.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
In this interview, we laughed and almost cried.
Yeah,
you left us almost in tears.
Hey, you know, we work both sides of the room.
Both sides of the street. Thank you.
And as you hear, we all ended up laughing. It was an emotional discussion. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. We're talking about kids, and we just had a great time. And this is an example of why business news and business stories are so interesting to anybody. Who do we have next week, Neil?
Next week, SG Blocks. They are a construction company. It's like building blocks for adults, construction. And what's cool about this, everything starts with a module, and they also have a solution to climate change and what we're seeing in terms of tornadoes and all these natural disasters. So you don't want to miss that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.